Shri Gurave Namaha. So one may question why these devotees are taking initiation, which consists of taking certain vows. Actually, it's very interesting. The word devotee consists of the word vow within it. Did you know that? Devotee. Actually, there's many ways to understand it, but the way I understand that word is de, referring to God, and votee, or vote, or vrata. You got that? Sanskrit. Vrata means vow. That they're taking vows, and these vows in modern society are, let's say, unusual, difficult, shocking to many people, because they're vowing to do certain things or not do certain things that are not in the interest of common society. Of course, they're in the ultimate interest of society, but not in the perceived interest of society. So the promises they're making are to follow certain regulative principles. Not to eat meat, fish, or eggs, don't take intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex, so no meeting. So they're following or vowing to follow these principles and also to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on their japa beads, which they will get during this initiation, 16 times around, 16 mantras times 108, and that's a lot. And the whole mantra consists of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare round and round, Hare Hare. So that's a lot of chanting, and generally it takes people anywhere from 2 hours, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less. So that's a sizable portion of their day. And then giving up all those things. So why would one do that in modern day America, or modern day India, or modern day China, or wherever someone is? China too. We got tons of devotees in China. Thousands and tens of thousands of devotees in China and Africa. Of course, in India, hundreds of millions. Australia, New Zealand, America, Alaska, South Pole. No. I was wrong. So, why would someone vow or make a promise to do these things? They must have a reason. It's not simply to join an organization, like an initiation into the Kiwanis International, Rotary International. It's not like that. Because they were looking and they're interested in finding a solution to the problems of life. And what are the problems of life? Well, the problems are birth, death, disease, and old age. It's a big problem because birth, of course, is certain. We understand that. That's why we're all here. I mean, can anyone argue with that? No, you can't argue with that. So, old age, if you're lucky, is certain. It's not certain. You know, if you're lucky, you get old age. But death is absolutely certain. In other words, the whole show is temporary. As a great acharya, Shakespeare, said, life is but a poor player that struts and frets his time upon the stage and then is heard no more. So obviously, we want eternal happiness, we want knowledge, we want Satchitananda. Satchitananda means eternality, knowledge, and we want to be what? Happy. In this material realm, our happiness consists of something called sukha-dukha, which means it's like riding a roller coaster. Before I joined the Hare Krishna movement, I rode a roller coaster one time in my life because I wanted to experience the joy of 10 G's, you know, being pressed back in the seat and getting nauseous. So my parents took me on this roller coaster, you know, some really fantastic roller coaster. And we were going up and up and up, and I thought, this is great, you know. And then my stomach dropped out. So life is like that. It's like a sine wave. Anyone studies science knows what a sine wave is. You know, up and down, up and down. What's coming next? You know, what goes up? What? Must come down. So, therefore, we want to go up, stay up, continue going up, and never come down, right? And that's natural. We want to be happy. So, unfortunately, in this world, that happiness is chapalasuka. It's very flickering. So we want to be eternally happy. But in order to be eternally happy, we have to understand that we are something different than the temporary nature of this world. We have to understand that we're something different than the machine we're driving around. You may have a Tesla machine, nice machine, or you may have a Prius machine, or a Volkswagen machine, but you're just driving it around, right? So we have to understand you're different than that. And if you simply polish your machine, like a polishing the cage of a bird, the bird's not going to be happy. And if you simply polish your car, you're not going to be happy. Imagine if someone spent all of his time polishing his car and never eating. That would be intelligent. All the time, you know, polishing, polishing. And he forgets to eat, he starves, he gets thin, and he dies. So we're in that situation right now. We're identifying with something that's not us. We're in illusion. We're in the Matrix, for those of you who've seen that film. We're in virtual reality without the Google cardboard or the Google glasses. In other words, we're trapped in this reality, or we think we're in this reality, and we're not actually in it. And we're identifying with it. It's like a bad film that you have to sit through. I remember there used to be films that went on for 5 hours. They had a little intermission where you could realize you're not the body. So it's like a film you have to sit through, and when it's over, it's over. So we have to understand our real nature. Our real nature is eternal spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And the way to understand that real nature is to have some love for Krishna. Because the illusion that we're in this world, can only be lifted by Krishna. Krishna states this. Daivayesha gunamaye mama maya durachya. Mama eva ye prapajante. He says, this illusion that we're in is impossible, durachya, impossible to overcome. But one who actually approaches me can easily overcome it. Vidami buddhi yogam tam yenik maam upiyantite. Tesham satati uktanam vajatam pritipurvakam. Vidami buddhi yogam tam yenik maam upiyantite. Those who actually approach me in love. But right now, we may be very far from having love for God. In fact, we may be very angry with Him. Why did you do this to me? Why did you, every time I look in the mirror, why did you give me old age, God? You know, what's happening? I've been serving you all these years, and look what you did to me. Anyway, of course I don't think about that. But, so, how does one get that love for God? And the love that's necessary to have for God has to be what we call unalloyed God. Just like you have gold. There's 14 karat gold, 5 karat gold, gold plated, and there's 24 karat gold. So most of the gold people have is actually just gold plated nowadays. So we're interested in 24 karat love, which means nothing else. Anyabi lashita shinyam yadakana anavritam anukul yena krishnam shilanam bhaktru tamam. Something that's completely pure. And that's very difficult because we have all these other interests at heart. Vyavasayatmika bhudir ekeha kurunandana bol shakvistarantas cha. And so we all of our relationships, even in this world, are based upon some self-centered motivation, isn't it? Like you go to work, and if they didn't pay you at your job, let's say, so they didn't pay you at your workplace, would you stay there out of love for the boss? No, you would quit in a day, right? He said, you can continue, we want you to continue your work here, we love you here, but unfortunately we're not going to pay you, but we love you. You won't stay, not even for a minute. You'll just pack up and leave. So, so in this world we have many of our relationships, or material relationships, generally based upon our own personal interests. And generally when people approach God, it's for the same reason. Right? Chatur bidhava jantiman. People approach God because they want money, because they're in distress, and all these various reasons. They're not bad reasons. They're good reasons. However, that doesn't free you from the material realm or enable you to understand your real spiritual nature. You understand your real spiritual nature when you have love. So how do you get love? You just chant your song. The song, all you need is love, God? No. The way you get love is by associating with those who have it. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita teaches us tadvidi pranipatena pariprashena sevya, that one wants to learn the truth, to have that bhakti, which is love, unalloyed love, then one needs to approach someone who has that and inquire from them and absorb the qualities that the person has. And so we are very fortunate in our Krishna Consciousness Movement that we are guided by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is an unalloyed, pure devotee, an avatar, a Shaktivesha avatar. That means he's been sent down. He's not God. But he's been sent down from the spiritual world to give us this love, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared over 500 years ago, along with his associate, Lord Nityananda, Dvaitacharya, Sri Vas, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, with all of his associates. Srila Prabhupada has come and he has started this Krishna Conscious Movement for that purpose, to change society, not only change us as individuals, but as the Bhagavatam states, Tad Bhad Visargo, Janataga Viplavo, Yasmin Pratishlavu, Bhadavachupi, Namanantasha, Yusho, Nikatam Yatshrin, Bhanti Gayanti, Grinandi, Yatsadava, to create a revolution in society, a revolution in consciousness, so that people can become happy. But Prabhupada's objective was to make us happy by realizing our spiritual nature. So these devotees are undertaking what we, or not I of course, but what many would be considered to be an austerity, to chant and to give up certain things in order to achieve that state of pure love. And it's not an instantaneous process, it's a gradual process. But one can perceive the ecstasy, the pleasure, even from the very beginning. Krishna says in the Gita, Raja Vija, Raja Guyam, Pavitram, Inamutamam, Pratyaksha Bhagaman Dharmam, Shushukam Kartam Avyam. He says, Pratyaksha means direct experience, not only seeing, but direct experience. So one can directly experience this transcendental realm, even from the beginning. And that's why these devotees have that faith. They have this faith, Ado Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha Ta. And they're associating with devotees, and now, and they have been doing Bhajana Kriya, performing these activities, because of that association and gaining that initial faith, which leads them onto the path of Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti means they're practicing right now. They're getting ecstasy, yes, but they're still practicing. They're not in the major leagues. They're still the minor leagues. Anyway, so they're practicing Krishna consciousness, experiencing ecstasy, following these rules and regulations, which I already mentioned. Don't worry about the rules and regulations. They're doing it because they want to. They choose to do it. And ultimately, by doing this, they'll achieve a state of loba, of volume. Does everyone know what that means? That means intense hankering. Right now they're hankering, but it's not that intense. It's like, yeah, we like to be Krishna conscious, you know, sounds good to me. So, but when one comes to the point of loba, or lalyam, same thing, intense hankering, then they enter into a higher stage. I'm just giving the different stages, not that they're at that stage, not that many of us are at that stage. Then they enter into a stage of raganuga bhakti, of doing things spontaneously. And that's like learning how to play the piano or any musical instrument. In the beginning, you do the scales, and you're patient because you know that one day you're going to be able to play things spontaneously, extemporaneously on the piano or any musical instrument. But in the beginning, you got to go and drive your parents crazy if you're a kid playing the piano, right? You know, I've seen that sometimes with children who are learning to play a musical instrument. When I was young, I was learning to play the accordion and also the trombone, and that drove my parents crazy. They would say, "Will you stop that already?" So sometimes it drives people don't understand what you're doing crazy. "Will you stop that chanting already? Do something practical." Anyway, like make money. So the point is they're practicing, and then when they develop this intense hankering, and that will come by continuing the practice, then they enter into the Raganuga platform where they realize directly their spiritual identity as a servant of Krishna, or as a friend of Krishna, or as a parent of Krishna, or as a conjugal lover of Krishna, or assisting the conjugal love, whatever it is. And then they enter into a whole realm of the parallel reality. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? What do I mean by parallel reality? We're sitting here. This is a reality. This is a reality. I'm not denying it. I'm not saying that everything is unreal here. You are sitting there, or your bodies are sitting there. But there's another reality, a higher dimensional reality, that one enters into when they actually develop the prices, that intense hankering. So the whole idea is to increase that hankering, that volume. Instead of hankering for things of this world, increase the hankering for the spiritual identity, for understanding Krishna, for loving Krishna, for serving Krishna's devotees, for helping other people and distributing books with Edition Ryan. Increase it. He paid me for that one. Anyway, so increase the hankering to do that. And then you come to the platform of being there in the spiritual world while you're still here in the material world, while you're still doing things in the material world. And that's really where we're getting at. And then when you get to that platform, higher than that platform is, of course, then the platform is of bhava, like ecstasies. I'm not going to go through all the details of bhava. And then finally prema. And then at the end of this life, chaktva deham, purna janma, naiti mam, iti sochana. Then you go back to Krishna. And then you say goodbye to this world. Bye-bye. Hasta la vista. Right? Isn't that nice? Of course, you can also come back to help some of us here. If you want to. Narada Muni is doing that continually. He's traveling for all the universes, material, spiritual universes, and helping, and Srila Prabhupada came for that purpose. So if you have that sort of compassion, that's allowed also, but you're still in the spiritual world while you're here. That's an amazing thing. How that is, you cannot describe. You have to experience it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about initiation. We talked about chanting 16 rounds. We're going to go very quickly. There's things to avoid when you're chanting 16 rounds or chanting your rounds. They call the offenses to avoid. The first offense is to blaspheme, criticize, hurt people who are dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord or serving God. In any religion, this is non-denominational. Every religion, they're worshiping, bona fide religion, they're worshiping the same God. There's one God, Ekala Isvara Krishna. He has various names in different cultures. That's all right. He even has various names in the Vedic culture. Narsingha, Varaha, Ram, Korma. So millions and millions of names, not just Vishnu Sahasranam, Vishnu Million Nam, Koti Koti, whatever. So that's the first offense. One should avoid that because Krishna doesn't appreciate that because we get bhakti from association with devotees. Next offense is to consider names of demigods like Vajrayuga, Lord Brahma, and others to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. We don't respect the demigods, and we don't disrespect people who are worshiping demigods. Because there's a process. If they accept something greater than themselves, that's the first step. Like even if you go to a native culture, like an Aborigine culture, and you see people worshiping the sun or the moon or nature, it's great. Because they've accepted something better or higher than themselves. So we don't criticize people where I have a different adhikar, a different understanding or a different right of worship. So anyway, but we understand it's different. So and the next event is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. One shouldn't blindly follow the spiritual master, but at the same time understand the spiritual master is speaking on behalf of the Vedic literatures and guiding the disciple of Krishna consciousness. Spiritual master does not guide you in investing in the stock market. You know, there's a limitation. You know, he has his own sphere of influence. He doesn't usually guide you on, you know, how, what to dress today, you know, what sort of sari to wear, you know. Guru Maharaj, you like my sari? Oh yeah, it's great. or hairstyles. You know, he guides you in Vedic instructions, a little bit different. You know. Okay, got it. So the next offense avoid is that one should not blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures, other literatures which pursue have the same goal in them to worship God or bring people to a higher stage of worship or a higher stage of consciousness, even gradually. So the next offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. They're not imagination. Krishna is directly there. That's why we're all sitting here. That's why I'm here. Is because we chanted Hare Krishna and our lives changed. I heard the chanting of Hare Krishna from Prabhupada in 1968 and my whole life changed. Just heard it on the radio. And my whole life changed just like that. I heard so many songs before. Millions of songs. And not a single song changed my life. It was only that one song, hearing Prabhupada, so that's proof. So the chanting is not imagination, or the results of chanting, not imagination. One should not give some perverted or imaginative interpretation of the holy name. There are bona fide interpretations of the holy name, like the word Krishna. Krishna means to attract. Just like in the Gita, you have the word Krishigorakshavanijan Vaishakarma Svabhavajat. A Vaishya is described as someone who uses a tractor, Krishna. You know, that's a Vaishya. So, Krish means to attract, Na means two things, to negate your material suffering, and also Ananda, to give you ecstasy. So that's a bona fide interpretation, which is right. Then one shouldn't think that chanting is just one of the other rituals, like Karmakanda rituals you have in the Vedic literatures. It's directly Krishna. Krishna is there dancing on the tip of your tongue. And the next offense, of course, is to instruct people who are not ready to hear the glories of the holy name. We say that they're faithless, but everything should be done according to the proper time, place, and circumstance. One has to have discrimination. And the last offense is to not have complete faith and maintain material attachment. It's not offensive to be materially attached. But one should try to get rid of them. You know, if your house is dirty, that's not bad. But take the vacuum cleaner out, at least. And try to clean it. You know, if your house is dirty and just live in it and the dirt accumulates more and more, that's the bad thing. And then, of course, ultimately, one should be attentive when chanting the holy names. Because attentiveness comes when you realize the holy name is non-different than Krishna and you are communicating, you are talking to Krishna, and if you're not attentive, he gets upset. If you talk to someone on the phone and they detect that you're playing with your computer at the same time, they get upset. Happens with my mother all the time. He said, "Are you playing with your computer?" "No, Mom." I could hear the click, click, click. The keys. Anyway, so Krishna also doesn't like you to be playing with your computer, watching Bollywood movies while you're chanting holy names. You watch the Bollywood movie after you chant or before you chant. If you want to. So, and then on the positive note, the chanting can be best perfected if we imbibe the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was taught in his Shikshashtaka prayers, which I advise you all to study. And by imbibing that mood, one will reach perfection much more quickly by serving Vaishnavas, by serving Prabhupada's mission, especially distributing spiritual books, right? Because Krishna says in the Gita, I'm not just making this up. Krishna says in the Gita, no one is more dear to me than he who distributes books with the Dicharan. No, I didn't get that quote right. He who teaches others the devotees of the Gita. Same thing. Things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. You understand? That's very important. So, on that happy note, we'll proceed with the giving of the names and the taking of the vows. So, the two devotees, there's only two this time, it's easy. I mean, Asa and Surya. First you go up to the deities and you make a little path to Prabhupada so they can offer obeisances to the deities and then Prabhupada. And then come up to my humble self, who is a servant of Srila Prabhupada. One by one, yeah. You decide who's first. Usually ladies go first. We're gentlemen. How's that? Yeah. Whatever you decide. You're the photographer. You know, there's a way of offering obeisances. Just don't put your feet to the deities, that's the main thing. So as they come up to get their names and their beads, they'll be making their promises. That's what devotee means, making their promises. And they're doing this voluntarily. Nobody forced them. Because they want to love Krishna, ultimately. They want to make a solution to the problems in life, right? Hope so. So, Surya, what are the four regulative principles?
Daya no meat eating. Daya no meat eating. Tapaha no intoxication. Sauchyam. No illicit sex. Satyam, no gambling.
Good, no gambling. Can't go to Las Vegas. Well, if you go, you can go to preach.
We have a temple.
Yeah, we have a temple, that's right. You can go to Las Vegas, but to preach. So, so you get the bees with your right hand. You can come up a little closer. I don't bite. So, the name is probably not what you thought it was going to be. I'm sure it's not. But it's a nice name anyway. Okay, bees with your right hand. Your name now is Vrajeshri Radha Devi Dasi. Because Vrajeshwari means the controller or the boss of Raj. And Radharani is the boss even of Krishna, right? Krishna is Madan Mohan, and Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. So that wasn't the name you wanted. Anyway, you got to get that. Vrajeshwari Radha Devi Dasi Ki Jai. Oh, yeah, how many rounds? Yeah, I forgot about that one.
16.
How many rounds did you chant?
16.
16, minimum. Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah, not just 16 round. I remember when we used to have children joining the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we gave them strands of beads with like 8 beads on it. So 16 times 180. Okay, we must. And I've known him for a long time in Australia. He's an Aussie. So, what are the four regular principles?
No meat eating. No gambling.
Yeah.
No illicit sex. No intoxicants.
Very good. And how many rounds do you chant every day?
16 to 20.
And Akadasi, we try to chant more. It's always nice. Whenever I don't have a lot to do on Akadasi, I chant 64 rounds. But yeah, if you chant 64 rounds, sometimes if you try when you don't have a lot to do on a particular Akadasi, you'll find it will change your life this one time. And then you'll understand that 16 rounds is just the warm-up before the game. You have just the start. But actually 64... 128, 192. Are you old? No, 16 minutes. Okay, so you get, actually the name you have a lot of brothers with this name. So your name, get the piece with your right hand, is Adi Guru Das.
Adi Guru!
Adi Guru Das. Of course, the Adi Guru is Krishna. He's the original Guru. So we got other Adis here. Adi Dev, Adi Purusha, like that. Anyway, nice name, isn't it?
Adi Guru.
All right. So welcome. So now Aditya Narayan Prabhu will... Okay. You want to recite that or?
Yes.
Well, take it, give me
a few sheets.
Yeah, I don't need the mic anymore. Yeah, just listen to your wife. You weren't born in my form. Where were you born? In the jungle. Wow. Jharkhand jungle. Were there wild animals there when you were born?
Born by them.
Really, you were born in Jharkhand?
Yes.
You're from Bihar. You're from Bihar. You're from Bihar. You're a Bihari.
And also we have
to
put
down the TV screen.
So if you don't have a screen, you can
You're a Bihari. Jara Sandra Shirella.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.